What is going on, Facebook? I'm gonna ask it right at the beginning. If you get value from these, love it if you share them, love it if you tag them, hit the hashtag, doing a Facebook Live, but if you get this on the podcast, you know, share it, go to iTunes and leave us a review, man. One star or five stars, it really sucks and you hate it. Or five stars, you love it and you can't get enough of it. The BJJ report, leaving Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You know, just yesterday I was on a plane, just earlier today I was on a plane, as a matter of fact. And yeah, I wasn't sure if I was gonna be able to get down here and make it. Thanks, Meg, for sending me out tonight. She just she knows that getting out and doing this Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and getting that outlet, getting the exercise, it's just something I need at this, I guess, point in my life. And so thanks for letting me out the door, Meg. Appreciate that. On my way home now. I don't know that I have a whole lot for you guys this evening. What is the topic that you can think of offhand? You know, it's funny that now we do, you know, anybody who starts something, right? Anytime you start anything, you suck, right? You're like, God awful at it. Anything. Coloring, walking, talking, writing, Facebook Lives, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And when you first start, it takes a while for you to do it, right? Do you remember writing your name for the first time? This comes to my mind because I'm watching my kids as they, you know, they painstakingly write out all four letters of their names. And they do it, but it takes them a moment to think about how to put it all together. Now we're like, scribble our names out. It doesn't even matter anymore. Like 45 years goes by, and you're like, I don't even care about writing. But when you first started, you put all this effort into it. It took a while. The same thing with like the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. When I first started, or whenever you first start Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you go in there and you are just, you know, you're all stiff and you're all gung-ho and you're trying to throw people around. You're using all your muscles that you haven't used ever. Ever. Muscles that you didn't even know that you had. You're cracking your ribs. You're, these gis are made of like basically cloth sandpaper, you know, 60 grit. For anybody who's ever used any sandpaper knows the difference between grits. 60 grit, it's not the nice one. It's not the one they use to finish and polish and make it pretty. It's the one they use to tear it all up and take off a lot of skin. That's the grit. So you're getting all tore up in your first couple rounds and go get 'ems, and you're just trying to prove that there's a reason for you to be there. You're just trying to say, man, I've wrestled before. I can still stand on my own 2 feet, and I can push people around. I think I got this. I watched you guys do it for about an hour, and I know what to do next. You go in there, you're beat, you're winded. After like not even 5 minutes, you are ready to throw up. Some of you do throw up. Some of you stand up, walk off the mat, and go throw up in the trash can. You're like, that's your first couple of weeks, and you're like, I can't let this beat me. I can't let this beat me. This is just wrestling. This is just grappling. It's not even like I'm trying to do this. It's not even like I'm trying to run a 21 miles. I'm just trying to romp on the ground for all of 5 minutes, and it's making you throw up. There's no way you're gonna let that happen to you, right? So you keep coming back. You keep coming back for more. And you don't really feel like you're getting any better. But after the first couple of months, and even during the first couple of months, my recommendation to you is don't eat before you go there, because those first couple of months, you get past the 5 minute marker, and they're like, yeah, do it with somebody else now. Roll for 5 minutes with somebody else. Do that 3 times in a row. Do that 3 times in a row. I looked up the calories for that once. And so if you did that 3 times in a row, you go up against your competition. It's not even competition. The only person you're really competing against is yourself. Right? At this point. What's up? you are competing against yourself at this point, and you're just trying to rip through. You're just trying to give it all you got, Captain, right? Give it all you got, Captain. And you still feel like throwing up. And you're still getting choked out. And you're still just winded as hell. You can barely breathe. And it's like you've forgotten how to breathe by the time you get done getting tore up. And you go back again. And again. And again. I'm laughing and I'm bringing this up because, you know, I'm not saying that, I mean, obviously I'm leaps and bounds ahead of where I was. And if you were to be gone for 6 or 7 months, you would be leaps and bounds no matter what you started at. 6 months in. 6 months in is like, it's like a lifetime ahead of the guy who starts today, right? If you've ever heard, you know, that what's the saying? The saying is, you know, when's the best time to plant a tree? Everybody says 20 years ago. When's the next best time to plant a tree? Right now. Right now. So if there is something, the whole thing of this is, first of all, after like 9 months, you figure, you know, you walk out of there and you're able to breathe and you're breathing freely. And it's like you think to yourself, you're like, shit, I could have gone another round. That's when that's just a milestone. But what I'm saying is 6 months is enough time for you to be leaps and bounds ahead of anybody who's never started before. So if you start today, 6 months from now, this is something a coach told me, and I didn't really understand. I didn't really get it. He told Adam Walton, I'll give you a shout out, brother. I'm working with Sam Crowley, Everyday Saturday Fame. You know, when I started there, when I started to get the coaching, he goes, look, you start now, you're going to look back 6 months from now, and you're going to be in a whole nother land, a whole nother place. And I was like, yeah, man, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, that's me. But it's so true. It's so true. And do you put a lot of effort into that? Yes and no. Do you put a lot of effort into the things that you love? Yes. This also goes to the cliches, like when you love what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. Doesn't feel like work. It just feels like you're doing what you love to do. It feels like you're working on you. It feels like you're putting the work in versus working. So when you're putting the work in, you are, your concentrated soul focus effort is on how can you invest your time on this planet best in the life that you have so that you may benefit all of those that come into contact with you. That's what you do it for. That is what you do it for. But if you start today and you suck at it, go cry in a corner, come back tomorrow after you've thrown up and do it again. You know, I'm reminded of back in the days playing World of Warcraft, these two guys were talking about some girl who was like flossing her teeth, and she goes, every time I floss, my gums bleed. And the other guy goes, keep flossing until the gums stop bleeding. You know, keep showing back up until you stop throwing up. Keep showing up until like the work that you've been doing feels like it's paying off, and then start finding something else that makes you throw up. Find something else that makes it so challenging that it makes you capture your breath. It makes you gasp for air, and the air that you're breathing is the air that has given you life, and that is living. Welcome to the PJJ Report. I'm Brandon Hanley. This is Fatherhood for the Rest of Us. Voice of a generation. Generation of fathers that give a damn. If you haven't picked up the podcast, head on over to Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, where you catch a lot of these. I move the BJJ Report to Fatherhood for the Rest of Us podcast. And I also have weekly interviews on there with some amazing guests talking about fatherhood, what it means in their lives, and what they're doing that's making a difference in the world today. Thanks a lot, guys.
Talk to you later.